I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm exhausted now. Woo! Man. Air guitar really takes it out of you, you know?
Yeah.
Happy Friday, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to look at your smiling faces on this Zoom camera. I love you.
I love you.
Oh, so sweet. It's wonderful. It's been just a week. I just don't, you get the Monday off and it'll just be, woo, this will be a zip. Just so very much happening.
Well, it's, at your house in particular.
Yes.
Right?
We have, you know, we're doing the whole driveway gate thing and it's, but the end's in sight. Which is always the great part. You know, I always wish that, like on the, it's, HGTV is actually poison.
You're right.
It gives you ideas, and they wave a wand. Like, in half an hour, they take you from the crappy thing that you want to turn beautiful to the beautiful. Then they do the reveal at the end, and it's 30 minutes. So people think, duh, what? It takes about a half hour to do this. And so you have your idea, and you just think, I'll wave my wand, and it'll be there. No, it just isn't the way.
All you have to do is point.
All you have to do is point, and bring, we make junk disappear.
Well, and we keep hearing that those shows don't even do a great job. They
no.
do the show. Like, it's a show. They show you what they need you to see, and then
yes.
when they leave, all of those stapled pieces that are coming undone become garbage.
They become your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely... It's harder than you think, people.
You should. You know how you have to pull off stuff sometimes? You should definitely quit that.
Oh, no. I need to keep watching The Poison.
Oh, boy.
Because all I never know where my next idea is coming from. And I've done enough projects that now I have one foot in reality, even if the other one's in La La Land. But this one has been... And our neighbors, they hate us. I mean, they have to hate us. All we do is make their lives more difficult. Hilarious. We're ruining lives
are
everywhere.
Are you raising the property value around your place, you know?
Well,
that's
let's
one
hope
spin
so.
For it. But you
sure.
know.
Thank you, Bryn. Thanks. That's very nice.
Then the Friday night concerts, drunken concert starts, and they're like, oh, day and night. Great. Super. these guys.
We have, we're not that loud. We're not the kids we once were.
All right.
We do have some mad backyard parties, though. You know, it's fun. It's just good times.
We had guests last night.
Tell me all about it. I want
to. There's nothing
wanna...
to tell. The McCutcheons came by. They're about to leave on a little road trip, and
right.
we talked
oh.
about it. And...
Are they doing an RV thing, too?
No. They're doing a car trip, glamping type thing where you stay, where you go.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. That's so you
anyway,
guys,
it was fun. It was nice.
You yucked it up in the backyard or what?
The cool thing right now, and I'm really enjoying it in many different ways. First of all, getting to see people. Very
yes.
nice.
It
really
is.
Cool.
It's really, I forgot how much I liked that.
One of my good friends that I grew up with, she's a school teacher, and she's had a sort of an office in her hallway, she basically built an office that she needed to use for her Zoom teaching classes.
Ah, sure.
And I believe it was this morning or last night, but she school's now over.
Mm.
And she's taken that desk and turned it back into, I think it was like some kind of hallway. What are you?
Like put, a console table that you put.
Like you
right
put
in
flowers
end.
On something.
Oh, okay,
and,
sure.
You know, and a picture and framed picture.
A little vignette, a beautiful thing to stumble on in someone's house. Oh,
so
look,
anyway,
oh,
she's turned this corner
area.
That she was using to teach all year back into whatever originally was, and then the little thing she wrote was, "Let's pretend that never happened." And I just had to laugh, like, "Oh, we're coming back, baby."
Oh, that's really cute. That's a funny thing.
You know, there you go.
I feel like we are getting out of this, but make no mistake, people are still getting coronavirus. I actually have a story coming up here that it's so. You remember when Tom Cruise went crazy and ranted about COVID? Turns
Tom
out
Cruise,
he,
yes, I do.
Yes,
Tom
on the
Cruise,
set of right. Mission Impossible 7, one of my first stories is about he was right. And people can get into real trouble when they're gathered and working. And I've got yep.
Uh-oh.
So, well, I'll do it. I'll do it at 6 o'clock. But look, people, get the vaccination. Get the vaccine.
Oh. What? Yeah, I mean,
stop
look,
it. Stop it with the.
You can't just, tell people what to do, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Get the vaccine. Come on, we all need to get it so that we can all be safe and all the. And then all the. Look, you want the world to come back, don't you?
Yes, yeah.
I hear the people bitching about it.
Yep.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to anybody in our audience that isn't vaccinated. There is no reason good enough. How we do it.
Oh, well, Sarah said, okay, I'll go.
Yeah. That, good. Great. Thanks. If I get one person, that's one. Check. There's one. You want the world to open back up.
Anyway, I do think that for people who've gotten themselves the vaccination and you find yourself back, especially after if you've been really good and really strict about things, it's really fun to get together with people. It's cool.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
That's the second gathering I've had in a week.
Oh! What, you threw two parties this week?
Well, easy. I didn't throw them. You know that. But we had people over the weekend, and then we had a thing last night. So, yeah.
It's so fun. Yesterday, John and I had our talk about the 4th of July, and I said, well, I think we can keep it at 25 people. Yeah, that's right. What do you think, honey? And he was like, well, as long as everyone's vaccinated, I think we can do it. And it's just been really nice putting a mask in my pocket when I leave the house. Like, I'm going for a walk. I got to walk down to Safeway. And I got a mask. And when I get there, I put the mask on. And then I walk in, I do my shopping. I get out and I rip the thing off and stick it back in my pocket. And I pass people on the street.
You sure don't want to leave it off and fight people in the store?
I'm pretty sure.
That seems like a good trend nowadays.
It does. But I don't want to be in a fight because I just want to get my groceries and go home. You know, earlier this week, and usually I'll tell you, John does the bulk of the shopping. But if I got to get one thing, I'll just walk over to Safeway and I feel like, oh, look at me walking out in the world. And good for you, Sarah. It's like an accomplishment in the post era, post COVID era. Good for you. You're doing a good thing, Sarah. On Tuesday was my son's birthday, and I walked down, and I you know how there's certain things you can get at Safeway, and there's certain things you can get at Whole Foods. So you got to decide what you're going to get. So John comes back. I'm like, where's my Bisquick? He goes, oh, I went to Whole Foods. They don't carry Bisquick. I don't know why. They're like a prejudice against Bisquick. Or maybe it's bad for you. I don't know. Because Whole Foods only sells good stuff. So if you need the bad stuff, you got to go to Safeway. So I walk down, and
that's not true.
I know, but that's how it feels, you know? They feel like, I'm like,
you
really?
You go to both, basically.
You know what
you do.
They sell?
You have to go to both.
What they sell that would work, Bob's Red Mill, they make oatmeal and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
They probably have a pancake mix that's sort of similar without whatever toxin they've deemed is in Bisquick.
Right.
Bob's Red Mill.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I grew up on Bisquick. That's what my mom used, and we made all our muffins with that. We made all our biscuits with that.
I'm with you, Sarah. Bisquick all the way.
It's got to be Bisquick, and I know what I want when I make a shortbread, you know, strawberry or shortcake, whatever it's called. And I've been making strawberry shortcake my whole life. I'm like, I that's the flavor that I'm looking. I don't want to take a chance.
Yeah.
This is someone's birthday. You know, I don't want to let anybody down. So I had to, you know, I had to go get the Bisquick. But it just, it feels so good to walk out of your house and just stick a mask in your pocket. Like, it'll be fine. I do still hold my breath when I walk past people, though. For them and for me. I mean, most people now, as you cross paths with them on the street, they don't have, it is so, it's so weird to just, that person doesn't have a mask on. And most people, you can, it's either hanging off their ear or you can see mm-hmm. it sticking out of their pocket. Like, I stick it out of my pocket. So people know. Oh, she's doing the right thing. She got it sticking out of her pocket. Mm. I can see the loop right there.
Really, you thought about that?
Well, sure. You know, I got to keep up appearances. It's got to be done.
Boy, you got a lot of drama going on.
I do.
There.
Well, look, living up here, living up in here.
I picture Sarah walking by a group of people, and then by the end, she passed out on the floor. It's like,
because I can't write
the whole time.
Yeah. Well, look, it's, you know, sidewalks in my town. That you pass, right. You pass a few people. I can hold my breath that long. It's fine. It'll be fine. Just like, not, I pass out on the sidewalk. And then there's all these people breathing on me. Are you okay? No, I was. But then you were breathing on me.
How many people do you have? Because one of the other things that's been happening, if you have people doing work, luckily that kitchen got done before the pandemic at my
yes.
house.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But how many how many people are working at your house right now? Like 10?
No. Yesterday there were a lot. And actually, I want to say the guy who did our cement pour for us, because we're getting with this, it's a long story, but the driveway was all buckled because there's this huge tree. So they take out the thing and they're cutting out all these roots and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday was the big pour. So this guy, Pat, shows up at our house and he's a super fan, Vin.
Hi, Pat.
I know. And he's so cute too. Like he's wearing, because he's like, he's the cement guy. He's got like the mm-hmm. cement overalls and he's just in, and he's like exactly who you think. Like he's that construction guy. I just loved his face. So John goes out and he takes a look at you. He goes, I know you. He goes, is this where Sarah lives? And John's all, I can deny it, but he totally knows it's me. So, yeah. Because it's so weird when you're at your house, you're just not in that mode. So he's like, yep. He's like, hey, Guitar John. Hey.
And, Johnny Mosley pod fan. Look at him go.
No, he's a fan. Well, he knows that too, but he's a fan. He loves the Sarah and Vinny show. So I had this chick has been printing stuff for us. She's just like a big Sarah and Vinny fan. This chick, Nia, who runs the Fabric Mermaid in Oakland. She had just sent me.
Hey,
like,
Nia.
Hi, Nia. She had just sent me a whole bunch of like t-shirts and mugs that she's printed and stuff. And John comes in and I'm, you know, working on whatever I'm doing. And I go, oh, I have a whole box. I haven't had swag forever. I go give that guy some swag. So John brings him out. Like there's a couple trucker hats and stuff. And she brings it out there. And the guy's like, oh my God. So, hey, Pat, it was super fun. So that's, I would say that there's a regular crew of four dudes who are doing the driveway and right now. And then I think three or four people showed up to have to help with the cement mm-hmm. thing. So there was a big, good size. We have a porta potty out front. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I'm the house with the porta potty, in case you're wondering, all the construction.
That's just great. Yeah, I know that house.
Yeah. My neighbors know it, too. They're like, oh, great, a porta potty. This is going to go on for a while, isn't it?
That means another crew is going to be out here for a while. Did you, in fact, scratch Sarah Loves Vinny in your new driveway?
Vinny, listen, I'm not. It's adorable, and I did consider it. But I'm not going to do it because I feel like if I ever try to sell this house, does someone want that scratch into the driveway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, really? When we got our driveway poured, we all put our hands in it and then wrote our names at the bottom.
Yeah.
I like that, and I've done that
in
other
Bay
places.
Bay Area institution.
You can sell that. Like people would buy it.
Really?
Just
oh, that actually adds to it. Well, it's
cut it out
now.
Of
the
there.
Stuff's hardened.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, how about this as a compromise? Today, when they come to do the next thing of cement, I will say, can you please put mortar in this bowl? And I will make a stepping stone that has a heart with our names in it. Would that be enough? And then I'll set that into the path.
It's a good start. I'll have to see the finished product before I decide if I'm fully satiated. But, you know.
But somebody can steal that.
Yeah, I like the.
Oh, no one is gonna steal a stepping stone.
Maybe you don't know. It'll end up on eBay. Well, I'll be like, "Hey, there's my stepping stone."
You better snap that up and just buy that thing.
All right, good. Let's do that then. That's at least a good start. I mean, I'd rather you get some kind of crane and get lowered down right over the dead center middle of that thing and just scratch that in big, you know, foot long letters. That'd be the best. But all right, a stepping stone
that you can remove easily. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could even take it with me to my next house.
Oh, but
Vermont doesn't know us.
Vermont doesn't have to know us. I know us.
Oh, all right.
if I were ever to go to Vermont, which I never would, I would bring that with me. What are you laughing about? Stop your laughing.
Come on.
I live in California, man. I'm not going anywhere.
These things are already, it's where there's smoke, there's fire when there's, you're where you're
concerned. Will you stop
it? Come
on. It's not happening.
Right.
They just haven't accepted her offer yet. Is what
that is not true. I'm telling you, it's a dream. You know, we have our little dreams and we talk about them and we're fine. I'm putting you on. Don't worry about it.
Right. Okay.
Don't you worry about it.
Oh, Vermont. Here we come.
Don't worry,
can't
baby.
Wait.
Don't worry. Well, do you think if I did move to Vermont that maybe you come out for like foliage season and visit me?
Are you talking to Bryn?
I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to all of you. I'm talking
for
to you.
What? I don't know.
For foliage season, like October, every single tree for as long as far as the eye can see turns yellow, red, and gold.
I thought that was called fall.
Yeah, but there's this. Okay, you're right. Will you come out for the fall? Would you come out for fall? There's weeks.
My surf season starts in the fall. How's the spring there? Is summer nice?
Or how's the surf there?
You're hilarious. There's a river. There's a river that runs through
I'll tell you what's not good there. I've actually been to their resorts, and what they call a mountain for skiing and snowboarding is barely a hill.
Yeah, it's and made of ice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not. It definitely is not the fluffy snow we're used to out here.
I guess from there you could. I guess what they do is go to Canada, right?
I don't know. Honestly, that side of the country, the snow is just wetter and heavier and icier. It's just not the same as out here. I've never experienced snow like we have here on the East Coast. It's just not like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't be moving there for the skiing. If I ever did move there again for the foliage season? No, we're not.
I think for the East Coast time, so she can wake up at what? 7 a.m.
Yeah, I'd wake up at 7 and the show would start at 8:30. I'm not doing this, you guys. I know it's a funny joke that we're...
It's not happening.
Hey, the recording things. The recording light's not on, Brent. What are you doing?
Just stop. I'm having you on. I'm just making you laugh.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious. So funny. Anyway, I don't know if you guys noticed that it's Friday. That means we're doing a secret show today.
Have a great Friday, right.
That's right, you mother fathers. And we have some great bad advice. I want to thank our listeners who have fully embraced the return of the Secret Show. Secret Show 2.0. We may have some surprises in store for you with the Secret Show as well. It's very exciting. So we've got bad advices that we're going to do. And I think we have... Didn't we start a list this week of things that we were going to mention on the Secret Show today?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Who's in charge of that? Is that Nikki's job or is that Bryn's job?
Well, you kind of throw it out there and some things you write down. So.
Yeah, it's kind of everywhere.
Do I need to be in charge of everything?
There's some stuff in the drive. You can take a look at it. I think you saw some of it if you've looked.
No, I was going to look at the drive today. So, just a big day. And are we doing a happy hour tonight on the...
Yeah, if everybody's in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a little thing we do around 5 o'clock on Friday nights over on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and the YouTube thing that we have. So, boy, it's a jam-packed day full of fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's never get this ends. Thing. It never ends. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.